This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to the philosophy of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Hatem Al-Ard to the studio today. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Once again, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Jazakallah khair, barakallah khair.
Well, Doctor, last time we left on a crucial point, which I need to pick up on before we go any further. You were mentioning that it was narrated that the slaves asked, okay, we are fasting, we must make up the fasting, however, we do not need to make up the salah. So carry on for us, Doctor.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. She was saying, why do we make up fasting and we don't make up salah?
Okay.
Look at the hadith, the response of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Said, do you belong to that deviant sect? We were commanded to do this during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, full stop. And here, as we said in the beginning or in one of the very early episodes, that Sharia based on submission. This is the whole point of Sharia. This is the whole philosophy of Sharia, is to submit to Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala says this, just do it. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this, just do it. Later on, you might understand the reason, you might understand the wisdom, you might understand the philosophy of it. This is something else. It doesn't mean that you pause or you do delay your submission until you come up with the answer.
Right.
And you know, Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Oh, you who believe, don't recommend something, don't suggest something before Allah and His Messenger. Means don't suggest that Islam should be this. Okay, Islam should be that. Why do we do this in Islam? Why don't we do that? Not in a way that you won't understand the wisdom. No, a way that you are objecting or recommending something that you feel that it would be better than Islam.
I understand totally. It's a very crucial point that we must pick up on there, Doctor.
Okay. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ. It is not for a believing female, a believing male, to once Allah Jalla wa Ala and His Messenger decide something, they should not have any khiyara, any option, but to what? To submit to what Allah Jalla wa Ala and His Messenger said. This is the crucial or the key foundation for Islam. This is the foundation for Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةِ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Oh, who you believe, submit totally to Islam in its totality.
Of course.
And don't listen to the shayateen. Don't follow the ways of the shaytan. So why do we compensate or make up the fast and we do not make up the salah? It is up to Allah.
Exactly.
He decided this. We should follow that. Full stop.
Yes. SubhanAllah, Doctor, it's a very interesting point because, you know, many people, I have heard, they try to attack Islam, and even from the Muslims, they want to change Islam to make it more modernized. But what I say to these people, is, do they not realise the Quran has not changed in, since it was written? Do they not realise?
Yes, as you mentioned this, by the way, I forgot to mention one important point as we are talking about the philosophy of fasting. You know, when we said that the sunnah to break your fast by having some dates.
Yes.
Okay. And or soft dates.
Yes.
Now, if someone were to say that we as Western Muslims or Muslims in the West.
Okay.
Dates is not very popular.
No.
Dates is not very popular. Because dates is popular in the East or in Saudi Arabia or maybe
exactly.
in Egypt or Pakistan, but no, not in Pakistan, but in Saudi Arabia and
of
in
course,
Egypt,
yes,
and maybe in Sudan. So, Islam came in Saudi Arabia in the past, and the Prophet ﷺ recommended to use something local,
yes,
which is dates.
Course.
Now, had Islam came, if someone were to say this, had Islam came in Europe in the first place, then the Prophet ﷺ would choose something local to Europe.
Exactly.
So why don't we say that it is sunnah to break your fast on days if you are in Saudi Arabia or if you are Saudi, but for Western people, it is not sunnah to break their fast on what Saudis are breaking their fast on, or what Arabs
yes.
are using to break their fast. Because that is suitable for their culture, it is not suitable for our culture as Muslims in Britain.
Of course. Doctor, it's a very
Did you get this point?
A strange point. Yes, I agree with you. I understand what you're trying to say to myself and the viewers at home. Okay, if people think like this, why not Saudi people break their fast on dates?
Yes.
And for example, if I'm from the UK, for example, our local dish is oatcakes. So why not break my fast with oatcakes?
Excellent point. Mm. That is my point. Okay.
SubhanAllah.
And as we are talking again about philosophy of fasting, we need to talk about philosophy of everything in fasting. In fact, I missed that point, but you just reminded me. Now with this point, so see that is the justification. Can we go for that justification? If we go for that justification, then a Muslim from China will go that the local dish is something else,
yes,
other than dates.
Of course.
And someone from South Africa will come up with his own local dish,
yes.
And we will go for this. We will not have a universal Islam.
Exactly. And nobody can change for anything what Allah has said or done.
This is the point.
Exactly.
But what I wanted to say, imagine if we have different versions.
Yes.
Based on the cultures. We have the Arab culture, we have the British culture, we have the Chinese culture, and each culture has its own requirements. Islam came to those different cultures, and instead of Islam asking them to adopt what Allah and His Messenger said, Islam adopted their cultures.
Exactly.
So instead of changing them into Islam, we change Islam into them.
Definitely.
So I used the word, I don't know, you can correct me.
Yes, no, you'd be fine.
We culturalized Islam. And we culturalized Islam. And we did not Islamize the culture.
Yes.
I don't know if that
makes sense. No, you've got it right. No, you said it right there, Doctor. You're
See,
trying to say that.
We have to Islamize the culture.
Yes.
Not culturalize the Islam. Because culturalize the Islam will lead to a very extreme version of Islam that is totally alien from Islam.
Definitely.
We might start by saying we want to have, for example, we want to break our fast in the UK on the local dish, oat cakes.
Yes. Okay. Where I'm from, there's plenty of local dishes
in
the UK.
This is one point. Excellent. This is one point. Because we have Scottish people,
yes.
Welsh people, and the Midlands.
Yes. Or,
so everyone will have his own culture.
Of course.
So we will have different versions of Islam even inside the UK. So this is one problem. Now, there are some other problems. Where are we going to stop? We change the way we break our fast. Then later on, someone will say, come on, in the UK, it is very difficult to fast in summer. Why don't we change the month of Ramadan to be when? To be during the winter. We might even go beyond that and say, look, people in Saudi Arabia or in the East, they pray Jum'ah during Friday.
Right.
Because Friday in Saudi Arabia is a holiday. Okay? But we are not Saudis. We are not from Arabs. We are British. So why don't we pray Jum'ah on Sunday? I know it looks funny.
Yes.
But believe me, this argument for some people is an acceptable argument, although I gave some extreme examples. And I remember that I was giving a lecture and I mentioned those things. A person confirmed that there are some Muslims in Poland who pray Jum'ah on Sunday.
SubhanAllah. May Allah guide them back.
Ameen. So the issue of culture and Islam, SubhanAllah, fasting forces us to what? Islamize the culture rather than culturalize Islam.
Exactly, Doctor. It's very, you know, disheartening to hear these stories that people want to say, okay, it's okay to pray on a Sunday. I totally understand where you're coming from, Doctor, in the UK. We're a civilized nation. We have civilized people, non-Muslim. Let's face it, we cannot deny this. However, we cannot, as Muslim in Britain, have our Islamic identity taken away from us. We cannot have people saying, it's okay to pray on Sunday. Okay, it might get to a stage where they may say, okay, let's fast in the winter 2 weeks because it's a bit too much. Let's fast for 2 weeks. I totally understand, and we cannot have this happening, inshallah. May Allah protect us from this.
Ameen.
So, Doctor, let's pick up on now about the women who have periods on fasting. You mentioned previously something about the woman who's on the period. Let's take it a bit further.
Okay. So, we said that women on their periods must not fast. And even if they fast is not acceptable from them. And they have to make it up. Full stop.
Exactly.
Women on their periods and women in their postnatal period, nifas.
Right.
For a period of 40 days after they give birth, that is called postnatal period.
Yes.
And they are obliged not to fast and they must make it up. So they have this obstacle that's not in their hand, as we said.
Of course.
However, there are some other obstacles that are considered to be in the hand of the person himself, either fully in the hand of the person or semi-fully.
Yes.
We have the traveler, we have the sick person, temporary illness, and we have breastfeeding, and we have pregnancy.
SubhanAllah. Doctor, I guess we'll pick up on that after the break. That's all we have time for in this part. We're just going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome back to the philosophy of fasting. Salam, Doctor.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah.
So, Doctor, before the break, we were talking about the woman. We left out a critical point that we must pick up on right now. We were saying about all things about the postnatal period, the period. And I want to know, basically, and for the viewers at home, because you are enlightening us extremely well, I want to know specifically what they must do in this time, this critical time.
Okay. Women on their periods and or in postnatal period, during the month of Ramadan, they can do some other activities, some other ibadah. like dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala, they can read Quran out of their memory without touching the Quran.
Okay.
And even, you know, the night of the Qadr.
Yes.
The night of the Qadr. One of the scholars was asked about women in their menstruation and women in their postnatal period. He said they will get part of the reward during the reward that Allah Jalla wa Ala confirms to the people who pray at the night of Qadr. And this, see, it is the wisdom of Allah Jalla wa Ala and the justice of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And according to many scholars, those women who are observing their menstruation period, they will get a similar reward to those people who are fasting. Because it is, this obstacle is not out of their choice.
Yes.
It is Allah Jalla wa Ala a choice. And as Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, you know, when she went with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform Hajj, and then just before Hajj, before getting into Mecca, she became, she had her menses.
Right.
And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited her and he said, oh, are you upset? Do you have your menstruation? She said, yes. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is a matter that Allah jalla wa ala imposed upon the children of Adam. Mm-hmm. So it is not in our choice, it is not in your choice, this is Allah's choice.
Right.
If that is the case, we have to submit to it and we have to accept it.
Right.
But women, during that time, they can be involved in some other ibadat.
Right.
Moreover, they should not feel that their reward diminished. And if they are married or they are mothers, helping their families at that time will be a very rewardable activity.
Sure.
Okay. So this is in general regarding women in menstruation.
SubhanAllah, Doctor, that's an interesting point about the woman having the period. Let's move forward now and talk about the woman who's pregnant or breastfeeding.
Okay. You know, pregnancy and breastfeeding is a temporary excuse. However, it is not in the hand of women themselves.
Right.
And in Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that Allah Jalla wa Ala put half of prayer from musafirin, for the people who travel.
Right.
And he, Allah Jalla wa Ala, put off fasting from al-hamil wal-murda, the pregnant and the one who is breastfeeding.
Okay.
So, and many scholars said that the hamil, the pregnant woman, and the breastfeeding woman, they are equal to who? To sick people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Allah Jalla wa Ala said in the Quran, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. The one who is traveling or sick, then he can compensate later on. And there are a number of statements from other companions that the pregnant woman, like Hadith ibn Abbas and others, the pregnant woman has an excuse. If she feels that it is too difficult to fast, or she fears illness for herself, or she fears illness for her child, not to fast. So if she finds it too difficult, or she was afraid of any kind of illness, that she will develop any kind of illness.
For sure.
Or maybe this fasting will harm her child, then she had an excuse not to fast. Now, if fasting will really harm her, she is not allowed to fast.
Mm-hmm.
If fasting will harm her, she is not allowed to fast. Then what shall she do? Whenever she gives birth and she is able to fast, she must fast.
Right.
فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. She must compensate that. Now, here, and same thing with the breastfeeding woman. The breastfeeding woman, if she finds it too difficult to breastfeed as well as fast, or she might find it that if she continue fasting, her milk will stop.
Right.
And this will cause difficulty or harm for her child, because al-walidat, the women, the mothers should والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين. They should feed their children, breastfeed their children for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So if fasting is going to stop her milk, she has an excuse not to fast. So both of them, what are they going to do? Whenever they are able to fast, they must make up the fast that they missed, even after 2 or 3 years. Because we have this common question.
Yes.
Some sisters said, I was pregnant, then I started to breastfeed, then after that I became pregnant again, then I started to breastfeed again, and so on. So what shall I do? We say, you must make it up. Not immediately, try as much as you can, because they say that, oh, now I have 2 months or 3 months. I can't fast them now. We say, try as much as you can to make them up as quick as possible, but don't think that it is a burden. Now, there is a question, as we are talking about this, just let us complete it. There is a question where people say, if the sisters who were pregnant could not make up the fast unless the next year came. She could not make up the fast that she missed except next year. So what shall she do? If we say that if she missed up that opportunity to make up the fast that she missed in that year, out of laziness, she missed that opportunity out of laziness, then we say that it is good that she make the fast up as well as pay fidya, pay compensation, to provide one meal per person, per day.
Right.
One meal for each day she missed. Okay?
Yes.
So if she missed, for example, let us say 30 days, and out of laziness she did not fast them on that year, and she was waiting until next year, next Ramadan came, and then she's trying to fast, we say it is good to pay fidya,
right,
as well as fast.
The fasting, so
basically
do both of them, make up the fast, and also by giving them the food.
The food, one person per one day you missed.
Well, Doctor, we're coming up to the end of the show. We have a few minutes left. So let's actually recap very quickly by saying when the obstacles are here, the permanent obstacles, we found out about this, and the temporary obstacles. So what would your advice be for any sister out there right now who does not know when to make their fast up? I know you've just mentioned that the next year, but, you know, many sisters get pregnant straight after.
That's why we say it is good, okay? It is good that sisters know and learn, study, understand. Because I came across some cases where sisters were under the impression that they can pay fidya and they are excused not to fast at all if they were pregnant or they are breastfeeding. Not to fast at all. And they said after a few years, we realized that we must fast. So now we have 6 or 7 fasts, 7 months to fast. And that's why we say, please, our brothers and sisters, make sure you study, you understand your deen properly.
Thank you so much for that, Doctor. Again, once again, thanks for joining us in the studio today.
Jazakallah khair, barakallah fiik.
Well, dear sisters, I guess this one's for you. Please check all this information out for your benefit. Until next time, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.